Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria sizzling today at 32 degrees, Johannesburg 30, Tineen 26, Momela 29.
Midrand, N1 southbound, that crash before New Road looks like it's been cleared. The highway's flowing again. However, N1 north through Midrand just past New Road, grinding to a halt. We'll have a reason for you soon as.
The man accused of murdering little Mantle Samane has told the Pretoria Magistrates Court he intends applying for bail at his next court appearance. The 24-year-old faces Schedule 6 charges, including rape and murder. The Mozambique national, who is in the country illegally, had been on the run since Monday when the child's body was discovered near her home in Soweto. Addressing the media outside, Police Minister Senzo Mqunu reacted to what the suspect said in court.
As for him talking about bail, I don't even know whether he understands what he's talking about. I'm sure he hears people talking about bail. I don't know what freedom he is trying to think about. Of course, on paper, he has those rights procedurally. But we are here joining the people, joining the police, joining everybody to say he doesn't deserve even to talk about bail.
The South African Federation of Trade Unions has once again called for justice for the victims and families that were affected by the 2017-2018 listeriosis outbreak. The disease claimed the lives of over 200 people. The National Institutes for Communicable Diseases identified Tiger Brands Enterprise Foods Factory in Polokwane as the source of the outbreak. However, food manufacturer Tiger Brands has maintained that there was no direct link between the deaths and the company's products. Last month, Richard Spoor Incorporated attorneys said that they would be pursuing a class action lawsuit on behalf of the victims and their families. Here's SAFTU spokesperson Mokhashadi Masirumwe.
Tiger Brands must issue a public apology, accept liability and provide immediate relief to affected families who continue to suffer without access to medical care and financial support. The families impacted by this tragedy cannot afford further delays. We call on Tiger Brands to expedite the compensation process, ensuring victims receive the support they need to rebuild their lives.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has meanwhile reiterated support for the National Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure classifying food poisoning as a national security threat. This follows multiple cases across the province. Motsoaledi says authorities, including the Agriculture Department, are investigating.
We call it a security threat until such time that we are able to make head or tail of actually what is going on. There are people who believe it might be having to do with the school feeding program. We do not think so. And that's why we need to work around the clock to find out what is that which we are dealing with.
Gesatu in Gauteng is urging Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morera to reconsider the suspension of Mayoral Committee member for Community Development, Kabelo Kwamanda. They believe Kwamanda's situation warrants immediate dismissal due to his arrest linked to an alleged illegal funeral insurance scheme. Here's Gesatu's provincial chairperson, Amos Muniela.
We think that the crime he's alleged to have committed is so deep that will hurt the operations within the city of Johannesburg and will tend the integrity of the city to maintain a corrupt-free environment and a crime-free environment.
And Cyclone Dana tore the roofs of homes and flattened trees and power lines after making landfall today in India's east coast. Cyclones, the equivalent of hurricanes in the North Atlantic or typhoons in the northwestern Pacific, are a regular and deadly menace in the northern Indian Ocean. I'm Chanel September Netvedi with Nes Deer, die man wat daarvan beskuldig word dat hy 'n kind in Soweto vermoor het, het aan die hof gesê hy is van plan om verborg aansoek te doen.
Good luck. But actually, no, I don't wish you any luck. Thank you, Your Majesty. Welcome back. Yay.
Thank you.
I thought you'd already run down to Cape Town to see if there was anything left of the cable station. Vrachies, die vier gister by die brand by die, it was in the basement parking, in the underground parking of the cable station. Apparently, it was an electric vehicle that went on fire with a lithium battery causing all of the damage.